HarperCollins presents 100 Proposals by Holly Martin, read by Sophia Greenacre. Prologue.
Okay, you can open your eyes now, Harry said. I blinked in the gloom of the cave. Moonlight tumbled through the opening above us, reflecting off the waterfall as it cascaded into the pool below. We had been in Australia for just a few days, but I knew it would never cease to amaze me. Dancing in the pockets of the cave walls were hundreds of fireflies, sparkling like fairy lights. Nothing could have prepared me for what happened next. The fireflies started to gather together, and slowly a shape was formed. I frowned in confusion, and then, within seconds, the words, "Susie, marry me," stood proud against the cave walls, written by the fireflies. I whirled round to face Harry in shock.
"How did you do that?"
I looked back at the fireflies, not wanting to miss anything. Would they perhaps move to form the lyrics of my favourite song? Were they super-trained fireflies and in a minute they'd all whip out their mini-cheerleading pom-poms and start some kind of dance where they would balance precariously on each other's backs?
It's some kind of fruit juice. They love it.
I fumbled in my bag for my camera. We have to get a picture for the website. I fired off a couple of shots, and I could see a few other tourists had entered the cave and were clearly waiting for my answer. They'd be waiting for a long time.
So, what do you think? Harry said. Is this the perfect proposal?
It's definitely one of your best. Very romantic. I focused my attention on the photos I was taking. They were going to look fantastic, with the waterfall in soft focus in the background, and the fireflies in sharp detail set against the inky blue light of the moon.
But still not the perfect proposal.
Not for me, but someone else would love it. I watched the faces of the other tourists fall at my callous response. We're not together. We just work with each other. One couple looked at me dubiously, so I pressed on. Our company creates the perfect proposal. This kind of thing is our bread and butter. I resisted the sudden urge to rush over to them and start handing out business cards. As if reading my mind, Harry slung an arm round my shoulder, restraining me with his hand. I looked up at him innocently, but he didn't seem convinced. The tourists moved further down the cave, leaving us alone.
"You always do that," Harry said.
"What? Promote our business? I know. I can't help it. I'm just so proud of what we've achieved that I want to tell anyone that listens and anyone that doesn't."
"No, not that. You always say, our company, our business. It's yours. You started it. I'm just the tech guy."
It was just me to start with. I created theperfectproposal.com over 2 years ago when my boyfriend at the time proposed drunkenly to me over a greasy kebab. It struck me that maybe the menfolk of this world might need a little helping hand to create a proposal their girlfriends would remember forever. Although, the greasy kebab is not one I'm likely to forget. Harry was my web designer. When the business first started, he would come by my office, the back bedroom in my home, every day to help update the website with my new ideas, photos, and special offers. In the end, it made sense to make him a permanent feature. Our website looked fantastic, and as an online company, this was integral to our success. But Harry wasn't just the geeky IT guy. Far from it. He was the biggest man I had ever seen in my life, with large thighs and big feet. He had stubbly, dark hair and chocolate eyes. But he also had a vivid imagination. Where I was organising the logistics for a champagne helicopter trip, he would be the one that would come up with something completely unique, like using fireflies. "And you always put yourself down. We're equal partners now. You helped to make the company a success too," I said. He shrugged, never keen to accept that.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?